And they had a velvet bush they called make a beautiful bloom. I've got 2 years of it out there now, a big pink bloom. Mm-hmm. Well, they dig the roots of that and make a poultice to draw cancer to it. I mean, a rise in its head. They get the bark and beat it up and make a poultice to that.
Mm-hmm.
And spirits of turpentine and fresh gum and skin your sapling and let it run out a little bit and mix that with spirits with tyler.
Mm-hmm.
Is good for infection.
Mm-hmm. Would there be anything special for a sore throat? Would you?
Yeah, red pepper tea.
Uh-huh. Whoa. That sounds like that could be pretty painful.
It was a little painful. They get it to
red pepper tea.
Yeah, they can make it strong enough to bite, too.
Mm-hmm.
Put you on a pair of wool socks and put you to bed.
Mm-hmm. Would they, when they put you to bed, would they put anything over you or just...
Well, they usually... They had camphor, and that was camphor gum with whiskey on it.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rub you that.
Mm-hmm.
They'd rub you that Tyler and Beastwood oil.
Mm-hmm.
They'd put a little laudanum in that sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That was a medicine you used to buy in any drugstore. Now you can't hardly get it at no price. They just won't hardly let you have it.
Yeah, it's kind of a... It's a
lot. That's something else. My mother used to use a lot of doctoring children for bowel trouble.
Mm-hmm.
With Perigard, she'd give him a few drops of that Perigard, and he'd settle up pretty quick and go to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, did you have things for, if you had, for arthritis or something like that?
Well, people made remedies, and they'd buy stuff. My daddy used to have it pretty bad, and I've had it up and on ever since I was about 10 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he'd, he ordered some stuff that he'd taken. You could smell it all place, but I don't know. I can't remember the name of it.
Uh-huh.
But they did have home remedies for that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, let's see. That laudanum, all these organic women use that in their practice.
Mm-hmm.
For what for now, I wouldn't know because I didn't see it and that went on. And we used to grow stuff in the yard at home. They called it pennyroyal.
Mm-hmm.
We made tea out of that. It made good. It was good tasting tea just to drink. They'd give it to you when you were sick, and they'd give you appetite.
Mm-hmm.
They'd grow up just in a bed in the yard you got and dig it. Mm-hmm. And dig the leaves off of that and make tea out of it.
Mm-hmm. Do you remember, when you were very young, what kind of house did you live in? What was it like?
One bed out of these logs, cut and peeled,
mm-hmm.
notched up in the corners.
Was it a one room, two room, three room?
Well, most of them were bigger families than we were. They'd have rooms added on. They'd build what they called a body of the house.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them was double pen and some was just one big body.
Mm-hmm.
And then they'd put sheds on the sides and put rooms on the outside.
Mm-hmm.
And way back, of course, it weren't ever that way at home, but these older people, I can remember seeing it. They'd call it the big house, they call it. And mm-hmm. they'd get back out under about 50 or 100 feet in the yard and build a kitchen on the kind of fire.
Uh-huh.
And they weren't joined on together.
I see. And the kitchen would be separate from the rest of the house because of the fire.
They said that because and I
could... I wondered about that for a while because of
that. Yeah, I remember seeing a good many of them.
Mm-hmm.
And they used a lot of wooden pegs and putting them old log houses up instead of nails, or they didn't have the nails no
how. Mm-hmm. What kinds of chimneys did you have?
We dig cray
mm-hmm.
and go out in the woods and spread out sticks.
Mm-hmm.
Take a drawing knife and shape them up and dig that cray up and mix it up and put you down a stick, cover that stick good with that and put another stick on top of it and then you smear that inside where all that wood, now that wood wouldn't be exposed.